It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 7th, 1954, English mathematician Alan Turing, who would later widely be recognized as the father of computer science, eats an apple soaked in cyanide and commits suicide at the age of 42. 1968, the first Legoland park featuring expansive cityscapes modeled in Lego bricks was opened in Denmark. 1975, Sony released the first home video cassette recorder, the Betamax, in Japan. 1980, Michael Eaton was granted a patent for the AT command set for modems, which standardized a language for interacting with modems. 1983, Commodore International introduced the Executive 64, formerly the Commodore SX100. It featured a 1 MHz MOS technology 6510 CPU, 64 kilobytes of RAM, 6-inch 16-color monitor, built-in 1541 floppy drive, and two Atari standard joystick sockets, and much more. The price was $995. And in 1999, in the case of United States versus Microsoft, IBM executive Gary Norris offers dramatic testimony as to the laundry list of monopolistic abuses perpetrated by Microsoft in the mid-90s. According to Norris, who was one of IBM's chief negotiators, he alleged that Microsoft pressured IBM to stop shipping its own OS 2 operating system and a number of business applications which directly competed with Office. Also in 1999, Microsoft attempted to force IBM into leaving the Netscape web browser off its systems in exchange for a lower price on Windows. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, the United States District Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson ordered the breakup of Microsoft into two companies, one for the development of operating systems and the other for the development of other applications. Microsoft immediately announced they would file an appeal. Also in 2000, version 2.2.16 of the Linux OS was released. 2005, scientists at UCLA performed a successful cold fusion experiment using pyroelectric crystal heated from minus 34.4 to 7.2 degrees Celsius to produce an electric field of 100,000 volts, accelerating hydrogen nuclei and producing helium nuclei in the subsequent collisions. The data was repeated successfully, and the other scientists had confirmed the results. Also in 2005, Siemens announced the sale of mobile phone assets to Taiwanese company BenQ. 2011, Nintendo unveiled the Wii U featuring a touch screen display. 2012, LinkedIn and Last.fm reported that members' passwords were compromised. And in 2013, U.S. Justice Department approved SoftBank's purchase of Sprint Nextel for $20 billion, and it was found that breast milk boosts brain development by 30% or more, as opposed to formula-fed babies. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Wikizine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.